So, since the purpose of the person who's davening for the omer is so much of the tzibur, so he pointed out yesterday, so he obviously has to say, he has to daven for the omer in such a way that people can hear everything that he's saying. He has to say them out loud. He has to wait by Amen or Baruch Baruch Shemoy. Now, what does he do if he's doing his part and he's saying it out loud, but the people are not listening? What is he supposed to do about that situation? Because again, the reason why he's davening for the omer is to be much of the tzibur is not listening. Is that acceptable for him to be davening for the omer? So the Shulchan Aruch brings a language of a rush, which is a very strong language, that if the chazan is person is davening for the omer and there's not at least nine people listening to what he's saying, it's karav b'chayes elius lebatol. It's close to say it seems that what he's davening is a bracha lebatol. What's he davening for? There's no tzibur listening to him. So Mishabur says, so what do you do if you're davening for the Yom, but and you're in a situation where you believe it's very possible that you're going to have a tzibur which is talking during Chazar HaShatz, they're not going to be listening to you. So, or they'll be learning during Chazar HaShatz and not listening to you. So what are you supposed to do? You can't say brachos lebatola. What are you supposed to do? So he brings from the Shulchan Shlomo that he thinks what the proper thing to do in that situation is that the chazan should make a condition in his head. He should say the following. There's a concept in Halacha called a tefillas nedavin. A person wants to daven, he already davened for an essay one time per shachris, he wants to daven a second time. There's a concept in Halacha called a tefillah, I can make a nedavah. The same way a person brings a korban in the base of Mikdash, there was the daily korban, and besides that a person could bring a personal offering. So I want to bring a personal offering, a korban, a shmoneh esrei. So you can do that. Now, without getting involved in the halachas of when that's acceptable and when it's not, but for this situation, he suggests a person should make the following condition in his head. And he should say that if the tzibur is listening the way they're supposed to, and I'm able to be moitzi the tzibur in their chiyuv, so I'm davening for the tzibur. But for whatever reason that I'm not able to be moitzi the tzibur, they're not listening, etc., it should be a tefillas nedava. So this way, either way, he's not saying a bracha levatola. Either he's davening be moitzi the tzibur, or he's davening a tefillas nedava. So he should make that condition in his head. And then Mishabur suggests that is the proper thing to do, and this way he will not get involved in this potential issue of brachos lebatol. So, flipping it over to the tzibur side, obviously you see from the way that with the halacha is construing this, it's very important upon the tzibur to make sure that they are listening during Chazar HaShatz, not talking, davening. They shouldn't be catching up a psukah d'zimra during Chazar HaShatz. They're supposed to be listening to the chazan. Now, you only need nine people listening. So the Shulchan Aruch says, but you're not one of the nine. Why you have to be concerned that maybe there's no other nine besides you. You have to focus in on doing your responsibility to be part of the tzibur, which is listening. And again, we spoke about the idea that the main tefillah, in many ways, is the Chazar HaShatz still. It's not an exercise in speed reading. Right? He's being much of the tzibur in tefillah. So if that's what he's supposed to be doing, he should take it very seriously. The tzibur should take it very seriously also, and should be listening during Chazar HaShatz. And that's why a person should not talk to him Chazar HaShatz. Just want to point out that the language of the Shulchan Aruch. I'll read it to you. Okay. Says. They should be quiet. The person should be quiet and listen. If there's not nine people which are listening to the brachas, it's very close to say that the brachas of the chazan are lebratola, and he said a bracha lebratola. So each person has to say, I know there's other people besides me. I have to be one of those nine. He should listen to the bracha of the chazan. So that is the responsibility which is put on the tzibur for Chazar HaShatz. Now we don't relate to it. You know how much I already davened. I have to listen again. But this is the halacha. A person should do as best as possible. A person should be listening during Chazar HaShatz. Have a good morning and have a good Shabbos.